Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Ellen Butler. It is Monday, the 11th of May at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the group representing solar power installers, and we'll be looking at what the law says when it comes to redundancy packages and all the markets at the start of the week. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the international papers and websites in the amazing company of Russ Mould from AJ Bell. Good morning, Russ.
Good day to you, Joe. Hope you're keeping well.
Not too bad. I hope you got a little bit of sunshine over the weekend, as we did over here. Let's start with Intel. It employs around 5,000 people here in Ireland, pretty important economically, and it struck a deal to make chips for Apple.
It does. There are no details yet, no in terms of the products or the timeline, but if it does work out as planned, it's a major step forward for Intel, which used to dominate processes for computing, never really got mobile right, but has also tried to build up a foundry business, which means it is making other people's chips on a subcontracted basis, because manufacturing these things in these huge factories is very expensive. Lots of companies would rather outsource it, of whom Apple is one. It currently mainly uses Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, the world's biggest foundry, but you have President Trump breathing fire about Buy America, about buying chips that are made in America, and Intel, which has now got the US government as its biggest shareholder, is looking to lever its way into the market through that initiative. It's making big strides under Lip-Bu Tan, its boss, who took over in 2025.
Who Trump ordered to resign about 9 months ago.
Accusing him of all sorts of things, including because of his nationality, accusing him of espionage and all sorts of terrible things, which I think Lip-Bu Tan managed to brush off. And intriguingly, he's clearly doing something right, because Intel shares have risen sixfold in the last 15 months.
It's amazing. They're up 494% in a year, an astonishing turnaround for a company and for a person, a boss who Trump didn't like, but now loves, I suspect. He now loves the $20 billion profit that U.S. taxpayers have enjoyed. Now, staying with tech, where are we with this court case between Sam Altman from OpenAI and Elon Musk?
It's a grubby business. Mr. Altman is on the stand this week as a witness. Elon Musk has had his say. So we've got this battle between Elon Musk and Sam Altman, Elon Musk of XAI and Tesla and SpaceX, arguing that it was wrong that Sam Altman and Greg Brockman, his sidekick, changed OpenAI from a not-for-profit company to a for-profit company. Mr. Musk claims that they stole the business, and he's now trying to turn OpenAI back to a not-for-profit and unseat Altman and Brockman. Altman will get his version of events this week. He's saying this is just a cheap attempt, or an expensive attempt potentially, to just kneecap a rival. And also, don't forget, Mr. Musk's own AI business now, XAI, is a for-profit business. So there's all sorts of wheels within wheels there. But Mr. Brockman's diaries have been revealing how much he was looking forward to being a billionaire. So there are, at the moment, I think it's fair to say, nobody's really emerging from this with maximum amounts of credit. If anything, quite the opposite. But it's a huge deal, because partly because OpenAI is, because of with ChatGPT, is seen as being in the vanguard of AI. And also, there are an awful lot of companies who are using this company as a major meal ticket. The hyperscalers have spent over $700 billion on AI this year alone, according to their, or will be spending $700 billion, according to their budgets this year, on AI, of which OpenAI and Anthropic are a huge chunk. So if, in a worst case, you could argue Altman and Brockman lose, and it's returned to a not-for-profit, and its spending starts to tail off, and its fortunes become less clear, then the IPO could be, the stock market flotation could be under pressure. A lot of investment bankers' holidays will be under duress. And also, again, there'll be some big companies wondering quite where they've spent all their money.
I tell you who and what would love $750 billion. The UK government. UK gilts, I don't know, they've been, let's say, in the doldrums of late. How have they performed since the local election results on Thursday?
They've actually held relatively firm, though that doesn't say much, given that the UK's government borrowing costs for 10 years are at the highest since 2008, on a 30-year basis are at the highest since 1998, because of worries over inflation, the cost of the war, whether there could be a recession coming up, because the UK's finances are already very fragile. And now you've got the local election results, where Labour got it handed to them in no uncertain terms. Reform did best. The Greens did pick up seats, but actually not councillors, but not as many as perhaps was expected by the polls. And that's maybe why the bond vigilantes are a little bit less nervous than they were. They don't see Zach Polanski necessarily having too much immediate influence, but they are still very, very nervous, particularly because you've got Labour infighting starting again over the weekend with former Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner suggesting politely that perhaps Sir Keir Starmer should go, or at least the party should, quote, tilt to the left, which if you are looking at spending or tax and spending policies, that's traditionally the sort of thing that makes bond markets, people who lend money nervous. To governments, a bit more nervous, to say the least.
Yeah. I see that Daniel Ek, he's the guy who founded Spotify and is one of the richest people in Europe. He's getting behind a German drone maker, and some people are clutching their pearls at that.
Yeah, it's not universally popular. I must say that investors, being the people they are falling over themselves to give money to Helsing, which is, as you say, a German defense company, which specializes in drones. But there are some people, recording artists, Massive Attack being one of them, who aren't happy, and they've actually withdrawn their music from Spotify, the music streaming business that Daniel Ek founded in protest, and quite a few others followed suit as well. He seems to have brushed it off so far. His company raised 1.2 billion euros for the business last year. It's looking to do another funding round now and get an 18 billion euro valuation. And it is interesting that it's focusing on drones, not tanks, aircraft carriers, aeroplanes and big heavy pieces of weaponry. Because if you look at the wars in the Middle East and Eastern Europe, it does seem as if much less expensive bits of kit have been able to keep very big expensive kit bits of kit at bay pretty effectively.
Yeah, indeed. Good investment. It's interesting whether the other stars will follow Massive Attack outside the door. I'm a bit of a fan of Massive Attack.
So I
would miss them from Spotify. Ross, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful week. That is Russ Mould there from AJ Bell.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.